The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I continue to repeat this theme. I want to stand with and support anyone who wants to unite us genuinely as Americans. I just have a problem with anybody who wants to divide us. I get so upset when I see funerals used for political purposes. Whatever happened to funerals being a place where you celebrate someone's life? You don't attack other people. You don't play politics. You don't use it for political advantage. The death of George Floyd was just a horrific thing. But sadly, he had three different funerals, and all three of them were hijacked by political operatives for political purposes. And it was just very sad. And now we have the funeral of John Lewis, civil rights activist, American politician. I didn't agree with a lot of his politics, certainly didn't agree with his stand on abortion and some of the other issues, but someone who certainly did do positive things for civil rights and so forth. Well, one of the major people, three presidents were present at the funeral. Barack Obama was one of them. I am convinced, and I've said this many times before, the 8 years of Barack Obama's presidency did more to turn backwards the civil rights movement than probably anyone else. Well, his penchant for dividing continued at the funeral of John Lewis. Now listen to this, and you tell me if this is not inflammatory. Okay? He's giving the eulogy at a funeral. He said, quote, "Today we witness with our own eyes police officers, plural, kneeling on the necks, plural, of black Americans, plural." Now, what happened to George Floyd was terrible. And the man responsible is facing murder charges. But it was one police officer on the neck of one black American. And we still do not know whether race had anything to do with it. We now know that the police officer and George Floyd knew each other and they didn't like each other. They had both worked security at a nightclub and they were not friends. So we don't know. We'll probably find out in the trial, but we don't know whether race had anything to do with it or not. It may have. But here is a former president of the United States saying, "Today we witness with our own eyes police officers, plural, more than one, kneeling on the necks, plural, more than one, of black Americans, plural, more than one, purposely exaggerating a horrible situation to sow seeds of division." And then it gets worse. He said, and I quote, George Wallace may be gone, but we can witness our federal government sending agents to use tear gas and batons against peaceful demonstrators. Peaceful? Federal government agents were sent only when there were destructive riots. Property was being looted, burned, people were being hurt, police officers were being injured. That is the only time and the only place federal agents were sent in. And by the way, George Wallace was a Democrat, not a Republican. So obviously, Barack Obama is comparing Donald Trump to George Wallace. I just think it's unconscionable. He had an opportunity, as Al Sharpton did at the George Floyd funeral, to bring unity. Instead, he takes the opportunity for political advantage to condemn a sitting president of the United States and sow more seeds of discord, distrust, and anger. And as I said, I think it's unconscionable. All right, it's Open Phone Friday. Let's go to the phones, and I've got Mike in Northwest Columbus. Hey, Mike. Welcome.
I've got the Atlantic pulled up here, and it says, Obama and Baltimore, violent rioters need to be treated as criminals. I guess he forgot he said that.
Uh-huh.
And I think he also sent federal troops into Baltimore to call the riots, if I'm under, looks like it has out here, too.
Yes, he did. He did call federal troops into Baltimore to put down the riots. And he called them a bunch of, what did he call them, common criminals?
Rioters, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the hypocrisy and the inconsistency is breathtaking. It really is.
Well, my topic was hydroxychloroquine versus pot. and maybe the CBD oil. We have all these people with no medical backgrounds saying pot's the cure to everything, and they're not throttled. But yet we have proof that hydroxychloroquine does work, and people who say it works are getting throttled. This is bizarre. And, you know, Facebook is full of advertisements for medical things. They don't screen all of them. I'm looking at one right here about, I won't mention the name, but since they did advertising, they're allowed to be on Facebook about joint pain, knee pain.
Yeah,
they didn't validate that. I'm sure it's all over Facebook, unvalidated medical claims.
Well, it's like Dr. David Samadi, who just recently was called one of New York City's top doctors by New York Magazine, has been suspended from Twitter because he made positive comments about hydroxychloroquine. And in spite of the fact, I have in my hand, headline, Michigan study. Hydroxychloroquine saved lives among coronavirus patients. The Henry Ford Health System found hydroxychloroquine reduced mortality rates among COVID-19 patients this past spring. Quotes Dr. Marcus Zervos at the Henry Ford Health System. Anyway, I've got the statistics here. The Michigan study indicates it did help. In fact, it was twice as effective at the Henry Ford Medical Center, the Henry Ford Health System. It was twice as effective in treating COVID-19 as the other drugs that were used. Twice as effective.
Oh, yeah. And there was a Michigan state representative that used it and it saved her life. And she appeared on different shows.
I know. But Donald Trump recommended it, and therefore, it has to be bad.
Yeah, there's no amount of deaths they don't care how many people die as long as they get their goals achieved. They really
no,
don't.
It's true. No, that's a very extreme statement, but it's very true.
Yep.
It is very true. I have said consistently that the liberal left hates Donald Trump more than they love truth. They hate Donald Trump more than they love innocent people.
Yeah, well, what happened in New Orleans, too, where the Governor Blanco waited for federal help. She delayed federal help on purpose just to cause more pain to people, to make George Bush look bad.
Yep. All right. Hey, Mike, to talk to you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
And we'll take the final break of the hour, and we'll return. You're listening to Bob Rennie Live. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, the first thing I want to do is apologize. There have been several of you who have been trying to call, and evidently we're having trouble with our phone lines because when Jeff answers, the phone is immediately dropped. Mike, my previous caller, called, it was dropped, called, it was dropped, and then called, and it worked. Several others have tried to call, and when we answered, it just drops. So to those of you who have been trying to call, we are not trying to avoid you, I promise you. We've evidently got a problem with our phones, so I apologize. Hopefully by Monday we will... We will get it taken care of. So, again, my apologies. You know, almost every day. Well, no. I won't say every day. At least a couple times every week, I come to you with a story about the persecution of people in China. Civil rights violations, human rights violations in China. I have reported dozens of stories to you about Christians in China that have been arrested, crosses have been taken down, churches have been demolished, pastors have been put in prison. I mean, I don't think it's been, I don't know when I've had an entire week when I haven't brought some story to you about China. Just yesterday or the day before, ESPN, of all sources, did an investigation into NBA youth camps in China. These are camps endorsed by the National Basketball Association, but operated in China. And it was horrific what they're doing to young people in these camps that are operated by the NBA. China is one of the world's worst violators of human rights. Get this. Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat from California, yesterday, in a Senate meeting, the Senate Judiciary Committee meeting, she said this, and I quote, China is growing into a respectable nation. What? Here's more of her quote. We hold China as a potential trading partner, as a country that has pulled tens of millions of people out of poverty in a short period of time, and as a country growing into a respectable nation amongst other nations. I deeply believe that. Do you remember the story that I told you about the new social rating in China, the social score? You know, here in America, we have your credit score. Your credit score is determined by whether you pay your bills, how much you owe, and so forth. And the interest rate that you are charged is determined by your credit score. And you basically have control over your credit score. In China, they now have a social score. And the social score is based on your family, your job, your support of the government, whether you have ever said or written anything critical of the government, your social standing, your income, and your social score does not just determine whether you can get a loan for a new car. It determines what part of the train you ride on. If you have a low social score, in other words, you're not completely supportive of the government, you sit in the poor section of the train. If you have a poor social score in China, you can't get on an airplane. Any airplane, you are not allowed to fly. If you have a poor social score, you can't get a job. Senator Dianne Feinstein. It's a country that is growing into a respectable nation among other nations. I deeply believe that. It is breathtaking. It seems that her husband has business connections with China, but I'm sure that has nothing to do with the fact that Dianne Feinstein is singing the praises of a totalitarian communist regime that persecutes their people and has over 1 million Muslims locked up. Yeah, it's a great country. Great country. Yeah, elections do have consequences. Folks, have a great weekend. Now, be involved in your church somehow, some way this weekend. And of course, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.